Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer G.M. Hopkins. Okay, G.M. Hopkins. Now G.M. Hopkins is primarily famous as a poet, but in this lecture we'll just focus on his works from the point of view of literary criticism. How his ideas are relevant for literary criticism. Okay? Now if you have read the poems of G.M. Hopkins, you would recall that Hopkins had a very innovative approach. Very innovative approach to language and poetic form. Okay? Now keep in mind that although much of his critical work is found in private correspondences with other people, Hopkins's insights into the relationship between nature, art and spirituality. This is what is significant. Okay? Between the relationship between nature, art and spirituality. And he believed that poetry should capture the essence of nature. Okay? It should capture the essence of nature and reflect the divine presence in the world. Okay? Now, if you have read his poems, in particular poems like The Wind Hover. Okay? The Wind Hover. The language that Hopkins uses captures both the excited feelings of the poet in the poem as well as the movement of the bird in the air that he's describing. And it is not limited to this poem. Much of his poetry is like this. So it is his attention to the auditory and visual qualities of language, his use of something called sprung rhythm. Okay, sprung rhythm kehte hain ise. Sprung rhythm and alliteration and his exploration of the inner world through language that actually influenced later day critics who were interested in the formal aspects of poetry. And it influenced the way critics approach the analysis of poetic forms and structures. Okay, so that is what his contribution is to literary criticism. Now, along with sprung rhythm, you should know what is inscape and instress. Okay, sometimes there are direct questions on these three terms. Okay, now pehle to batata hu aapko sprung rhythm. What is sprung rhythm? Now this is a poetic rhythm. Okay, it's just a kind of poetic rhythm that imitates the natural rhythm of speech. Okay, and it was invented by G.M. Hopkins. Now after that, the next term that you should know about is inscape. I-N-S-C-A-P-E, inscape. And instress, I-N-S-T-R-E-S-S, instress. Okay, and he coined these terms, okay, to describe the unique essence of things. So, inscape basically refers to the unique essence of things and the force that gives them their distinctive form is called instress. Okay? Inscape and instress. And even these concepts later on influenced critics who explored the relationship between form and meaning in literature. Okay? So, even these two concepts have relevance in the field of literary criticism. So, from an exam point of view, you should definitely know these three terms. Sprung rhythm, inscape, instress. Okay? Because they tend to give direct questions on these three terms. And in general, just remember that Hopkins's innovative poetic techniques and his focus on the expressive power of language influenced not just modernist poets, but also critics, particularly those critics who are interested in the relationship between form, okay, between form and content in literature. Okay?